Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are so live today on Sabres Live from KeyBank on Sheridan as part of Give 716 Day. And we are kicking things off with a bang with Sabres VP of Community Relations, Rich Jereller, because today, among all days, might be. I say might because... there's a lot on your plate on a daily basis, Rich, but the culmination of a lot of work has happened from 7:16 p.m. last night and continues all through 716 day today. How's it feel?
Feels great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it feels, you know, like it's in, like a lot of things, it's once it gets going, it sort of, you know, manages itself,
so,
I guess.
So how is it going? What is your phone telling you right now?
My phone is telling me we are at, let's see, $838,000, which is probably $200,000 above traditional pace, which is unbelievable. You know, we've raised $1.1 million the last 4 years each year. Mm-hmm. We should be at that, I would think, by 2 o'clock.
By the end of the show.
Yeah.
By the end of the show.
Like, and we're here at KeyBank, and
they're matching
$15,000 this hour in donations alone.
Yep. So let me ask you this, because we had the launch party at the draft room last night, and it was so good. There was a soft launch with some donation that was coming in. It was about $70,000 when we kicked it into high gear at 7:16 p.m., but usually we'd have to wait until this morning, maybe in the 9, 10 o'clock hour, to get a $500,000.
Yeah.
You stayed at the draft room until you guys hit the 500,000 last night?
Yeah, that might be true. Yeah, we were. Well, it's funny because we were like, well, you know, it was about 10:30 and we were winding down, and it was a great night. Thank you both for being there. And you know, we kept watching the numbers go up a little bit and a little bit, and it's like, oh, maybe we should stay. And then we couldn't leave because it got close to 500,000, and I had predicted 400,000 when I walked in last night. So we're gonna get to 400,000 by the time I go to sleep, and then it was over five. And then we did $40,000 overnight, like in the middle of the night, which is Sabres and Bills fans are unbelievable.
Some people like Duffer don't sleep much, and they're like, you know what? It's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll donate. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. There's no power.
Well, I can tell you, I slept more last night than I did in previous years when I was hanging out with Rich for this event.
Yes, so that's for sure. Now, there was so many great charities again on hand last night. Some that was there for the third year, the fourth year, the fifth year. Some that were there for the first year. So I think the website is awesome. You go to give716.org, and you can actually read more and learn about those charities.
Yeah.
Like, how far do all these charities reach? Because it's not just Erie County. It's all the surrounding counties as well.
Yeah, we look at the eight counties of Western New York. It does not include Rochester, because Rochester does their own Giving Day.
Yeah.
And we didn't want, and they've done it very successfully for a number of years, and we didn't want to infringe on that. You know, we wanted to let them have their space, we have ours. So yeah, you're talking, you know, as far north as Canada, as far south as Pennsylvania. And it's really the part I never thought the most about. You know, you always think about the number you're going to raise and what did it end up being. But I think getting to know these people behind these organizations and what they do, you guys have seen it. It's amazing what happens in this community, you know, like that there's this many organizations. We have 570 that are participating. And you get to know them and you understand why they do what they do, who they do it for, what the need is. And it's the only place I've ever lived, but I can't imagine there are many places like this.
How many organizations in year one?
I think we were 435.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So,
and when you consider the size of the area, to think that you have added another 20 to 25% as far as number of organizations that can be helped. And the goal, presumably, is to keep adding these as the years go on.
Yep. I was confused when you said 25, because yesterday you didn't want me to talk in percentage. You wanted me to talk in real numbers, and today you switched to percentage. So
I try to be less predictable the older I get, which seems to be dramatic with each passing day. But, no, I honestly, Rich, when you describe, you know, the stuff that you weren't thinking of when this began, and you think of just a total that you're trying to get to and hope to so you can spread the money through the community.
Right.
It's not unlike a sports analogy. Everybody fixates on winning the championship game, but what ends up happening is everybody remembers every single part of the journey to get to that.
That's
and that's what I think all these organizations are now finding themselves a part of, that they're in this with everybody else.
Yeah, and last night was a good example. You know,
what a turnout.
Yeah, and I think at first it's natural. We tried to tell them from year one on, like, the more the better. And I think it was hard maybe in some cases to get them to see, well, that's more competition, right? Like, that's the same people fighting for the money I need. And I think over the years they've really started to embrace that this is – the more is really the better, you know, and because the more charities you bring in, the more people we're going to reach, the more people who are going to be exposed to these other charities that they may not have ever heard about. But I also think the sense of community that, you know, you felt last night, you know, it's not about, in some ways it isn't about the money that they're going to raise. It's about awareness. It's about relationship building. We had a number of our great sponsors at the party last night who got to meet and talk to a lot of these charities who may help them down the road, right? And it's about Buffalo. It's like I said earlier, I think it's just such a unique place. And I don't know this would work in Chicago, or not to knock on Chicago, great city, but I don't know that it would work in other places because there's such pride in this community about this community.
We are at KeyBank on Sheridan Drive, 3171 Sheridan Drive right now. Tim Conley, Brad May are signing autograph. Sabre.
So three first-rounders and two non-first-rounders.
That's okay. You guys are more important. We're old, you know, first-rounders.
Sorry, Rich.
But I didn't know Marty was first-rounder.
But, yeah.
the numbers don't bear that out?
I'm six in Vezina winning.
Yes, in Sabres history. There's only five guys in Sabres history that have won more Vezinas than you.
We had great trivia last night, and the fans were so engaged. But Duffer would throw in curveballs. He goes, okay, where does Marty rank amongst Vezina Trophy winners in Sabres history? And people are like, third, fourth, and fifth, but you have to count how many have won it.
Yeah.
Hasek, Miller, obviously Tom Barrasso.
Did Don Edwards and Bob Sober?
That's
yes,
right.
They did.
So, but that was before the Jennings Trophy. Mm-hmm. So that was given to the team with the lowest, but there was technically the Vezina.
So he's tied for six.
So I'm tied for six with the
40
rest
other
of them.
People. with all the others.
With 56.
We said there were 61.
61 goalies.
Can you believe that? There's only been 61 goalies in our history. Doesn't that seem low?
That's insane. Because we're 50. Yeah.
It's almost 50.
But it's also, when you really think about it, you go, oh, yeah, like if you have a guy for like 10 years, right? there's not a lot of turnover at the position. So
yeah, Dom or Ryan, right? They had the job for 10 years,
and even Don and Bob at the start, in the late 70s, early 80s. So
That was a strength, right? And that's the big thing. Like you have Dom, I'm there for a little bit, and then Miller comes in. Well, that's 20 years, 25 years almost of goaltending that's taken care of. So from the early mid 90s. To the mid 2010, basically.
You know, and that's it's interesting. Obviously, it's almost impossible not to bring up someone like Ryan when we're sitting here talking about giving, right? And so through the Bills Foundation and the Sabres Foundation, a strength of yours collectively is clearly alumni presence, lasting impact in community.
Right.
But you're also doing this on the calendar at a time when it's not super, busy here in the community for the athletes. So it's different than the holiday Christmas drive, visiting the hospitals, having the player visits. So what are the challenges like with that? And just kind of trying to continue the message, but doing it in a different way here at this exact point on the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, the date on the calendar helps, right? Because this, it's sort of become our holiday locally, right?
Yeah. But
it is harder that there's certainly less visibility around both organizations. I think the Bills go to camp next week.
Well, the rookies reported, and then, the veterans show up next week.
Right. So, they'll start to pick up steam. But, it's the nice thing about it from an operational standpoint is there's more bandwidth amongst the staff to help us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if this were January, right, we'd all be – I don't think we could do it because everything else is so busy with hockey.
And football.
Rochester, there's not a May 85th, right? Yeah. 585 doesn't work. So 716 kind of works.
Yeah.
I said I grew up in the 418 in Quebec City.
April
18th. It wouldn't be a fun day. This is summer. People want to donate. They want to go to the draft room. They want to tell their buddies and say, hey, listen, got great charity. So the fact that this day is in the middle of July, I think really works well for this area that's known maybe more for the snow, but we do it in the summertime in the heat, and that's great.
Yeah, and it's right. It fits in a lot of ways. It would be interesting if we could ever do it in season one year to see if the difference might be. But I think we're good where we are, and it's also a nice way for people to still see and hear from the organizations from the community perspective when it is the middle of the off season. That we're still out there trying to do good things and the right things for everybody out there that's working hard to help people.
When you talk about donating, obviously the Sabres Foundation does an amazing job as we're closing on 860,000. Duffer just refreshed his page. It's amazing. The 50-50 at the games is big. We have a booth right by our set. People can buy online, on the phone, at the booth. It's fantastic. And now we have a date. The schedule's coming out at 1 o'clock, so we'll talk about the schedule tomorrow because we'll be off here.
You can mention the
home
opener.
We have the home opener, October 9th, the New York Rangers in town. And I think, for you got to be thinking 50-50 that night. A lot of money, fans in the building. That's great.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Bucco, Larry Playfair taking care of it, him and Jane, and being in the building. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's the 50-50, again, it just goes back to this community and the support. It's a nightly basis. We were seeing the pods. You guys saw them every night. $30,000 to $50,000.
Yeah.
And, what we can do with that money, give 716 is certainly an example, but it just helps so many people. And it's really great to see time and time again this community, good times and bad, step up and help. And, I'm psyched for hockey. We were at the draft room last night. This is making me think about, this is what we do after a hockey game. As we come up, we saw the staff from the draft room that we haven't seen in months. So
Marty
also
had himself
took a little walk to the cigar.
So they're opening their big cigar lounge
this week.
Marty
week,
had himself strategically positioned with the microphone last night, right in front of all the taps.
Yes.
Behind the bar at the draft room. That's so true. Moonlighting Marty, we may see this year.
I would do that for charity. You want to set up a big event where I'll be buying the bar for charity, and we're going to get tons of
as long as you're not too critical about getting the right order. Marty's your guy.
It's going to be one thing. You want a beer? A cold beer. Okay, good. There you go. That's what I'm doing. But that would be another thing that, you know, we always do fun stuff, but an impromptu get behind the bar, put it on social media, let's go, let's do it. That would.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Be fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's, in you know, it can't, I can't say it enough too, but, you know, the number of nonprofits that are in this community, and it's, you know, we know the economic challenges in Buffalo, and they all still get supported in such great ways. And, you know, you guys are wonderful with what you do in the community. We try and do our part, but it's again, it just keeps going back to what this community really is about and the people within it. Yeah, I'll say it again. I just don't think you'd see it anywhere else.
It was awesome yesterday, though, because people would come up to Duffer and I and explain what their foundation, what they do, and the passion that they were talking about. Like, they were saying every, you know, Saturday we walk the street of Buffalo and we help people with whatever their needs, and we'll find people on the sidewalk. Just say, what do you? And it's a simple idea to just say, take a few hours, walk around, ask people if they need help.
Yeah.
That's what they do. It's the most basic of helping one another idea, but sometimes you don't think about doing it because you want to do something really big. Well, the smallest gesture works in the same way.
Yeah, we were talking about this last night late. You know, this was, you know, towards the end of the night, but, you know, talking about impact and you know, I was very naive when I started in this sort of field and thinking, well, I'm going to change, you know, we're going to make everything great and we're going to fix these problems. And you kind of realize as you get older that that's the problems, the big problems are there and have always been there because they're very, very complex. You know, so it's like, well, how do you go forward with that? And I think it's about making small differences within your community, right? And doing the right thing for people, for these organizations. It, you know, you may change one person's life, you may change five people's life. It's, if we all did that, right, this would be a better place to live and work. And, you know, and that's what this feels like to me with Give 716. We're not going to raise enough money for anybody to say, well, I don't need to fundraise the rest of the year, right? But we're doing our part, and people are doing their part to help and to learn about these groups and who they help. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. And it's honestly, guys, it's, you've seen it in your personal experiences. It is hard work to run a nonprofit. Like, it's, that
many
is,
people
that,
that want to volunteer.
Yeah.
Just that alone. Like, there was a lady we talked to last night. She said, you know, I'm like, oh, so what do you do? And she goes, my whole life has been about volunteering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that takes a special person.
Yeah.
That her whole life was to volunteer, to give her time. And when she felt like, okay, I've done all I could do here, I'm going to volunteer somewhere else. And that is dedication.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's you know, that's what I was speaking about. Like, it's just really, it's gives you hope that there's a lot of people out there like that, and I think it's why our community is so strong. You know, because there are so many. It's very unselfish. It's very hard work. Raising money is really hard. You know, so that's why we do it. You know, try and help and you know, make it a better place for everybody else.
You've given me a different way to look at 716 visually now, based on what you just said, because it starts with helping one person.
Yeah.
And if you can. So now when I look at 716, I look at the one right in the middle.
Cool. Yeah.
Surrounded by groups on either side. And I think it's a lot, but maybe not, to help just one person. Because sometimes it doesn't – yes, donations are important.
Mm-hmm.
But it's making eye contact,
yeah,
listening, and starting there.
Yeah.
And the takeaway I know, both ways, from last night in our interaction with people was meaningful. Mm-hmm. Because they felt heard, and I felt more knowledgeable about, wow, like there was a young man, Adam, who I'd seen at previous events, and he was representing a friend down in the Jamestown area, and, you know, one that is geared around mental health issues and support. Ran into a retired teacher from Olean who had a wonderful story about just kind of the journey. And just in those two examples alone, I then look at, okay, well, what is Give 716? And what areas of our communities, counties, are we impacting?
Mm-hmm.
And it's broken down by category on the website.
Yep.
Employment, crime and legal, education, human and civil rights, human services, food, agriculture, nutrition. Incredibly overlooked, in my opinion. Like, we don't, like, people are hard-pressed to get meals on the table. But we also take for granted how we get our food on a daily basis. Military, health and wellness, philanthropy, public safety and disaster relief, sports and recreation, youth development, faith-based. Arts, culture, humanities, community improvement. That alone, just in the number of categories, should give you an idea of the scale of the footprint here that we're trying to make on this day on the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, and that's really what I love probably the most about this is, you know, we have our sort of pillars in the community and the bills do too. And you know, you guys know the hockey season's a 7-month sprint and you try and get everything in, the schedule's never, you know, helpful. But
schedule out at 1 o'clock today.
No. You'll see.
You'll be able to circle.
You'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about.
Players,
yeah.
Yes.
But it's just, this has really allowed us a chance to meet and get to know a lot of these different organizations that we wouldn't have otherwise been able to. You know, you just don't have the capacity to do it. And if anything, you know, it broadens our understanding of what's going on in our community. More of the wonderful people, you know, that are now in our network to some degree. And I think that's really the vibe of it all, is that we're trying to all bring each other together, you know, and really celebrate what they do. And they deserve it.
And the young people that are involved. Like, so with the Sabres alumni, we have a scholarship fund that we actually just met on Monday morning, the board, to kind of go through the selection process. And I'm reading these high school students and what they're volunteering their time. And, you know, there was one kid that started his own foundation because he went through cancer treatment and he wanted to help others. And it's like, for me, that's the hope, is we're seeing, you know, younger people, high school people, people out of college that are like, hey, this is where I want to go. I want to start helping people. And they have a degree, and maybe they could go and work a 9-to-5 and whatever, but they have a passion.
Yep.
And they go, so the young people being behind it is absolutely
It's much different than what we were, you know, maybe Duffer was, you know, but we weren't thinking about helping people out when I was coming up. You know, it was very selfish. And, you know, it is, I see it with my own daughter, and I've seen it with Duffer's kids and years more. You know, like, they are wired differently to that, and that's a good thing, you know, because I think they'll make our world a better place in that way, and that's, you know, that will help.
You're trying to downplay your generosity and instinct, but I'm curious, what was your first fundraising activity you were involved in? as a young person?
Oh, my God.
Here, you want me to stall for you?
What did
Mine
you do?
Came from my mother, who, as I was very young, was a breast cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she then, for the Canadian Cancer Society, like so many others, would go door to door seeking donations every That's April awesome. Or May. And I would tag along. Didn't know then, right? But it plants that yeah. seed. And it's like, we can do it on our phones now,
yeah.
right?
Well,
like
right,
solicit right. the, and it's hard going door to door, which was the norm back then,
That's
right?
That's what I did. I remember hockey teams or baseball
yes,
teams fundraising.
Bottle drives.
We
and,
would, yeah. like, we have bread. We would have bread. We would put, like, I remember this was not safe, but we're talking about 1985 maybe, right? Mm-hmm. Where the minivan, the trunk would be open. We'd be sitting on the back of the minivan and with the bread, and we would be, like, jumping out of the car yeah. as it was still rolling, go to the door, try to sell the bread, come back, sit on the back of the minivan, drive. Like, it was yeah. not safe, but we had a ton of fun doing that.
Yeah.
Because we would go in different neighborhoods, and then year after year, we'd hit those same neighborhoods, yeah. and then we'd sell. Remember one year we sold chips? And
oh,
this
yeah.
guy, didn't yeah. like, he didn't want to buy chips because he's like, I got too much. And we somehow convinced him that he could put the chips in the freezer, that in 6 months he could open that bag. And so he bought 12 bags and he put them all in the freezer. But it was like we were having a good time
that.
Doing it.
I think it was, for me, it was swimming. I went door to door to and asked for pledges for how many laps I would swim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's that I remember. I don't know. I don't remember what it was for, though.
There was like, a lot of that.
Yeah, there was some charitable component.
We had skate-a-thons and things like that at our local rink. And it's the same thing, pledging per lap. Like, how long are you going to skate? I'm going to skate yeah. an hour. That's going to be like 400 laps. Or, you know what I mean? Yeah.
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 Well, Jeff Jackson,
yeah.
the former hockey player, now the president of hockey up yep. in Edmonton, was a player with the Quebec Nordiques. He came to our skate-a-thon. And I remember thinking, man, this is an ugly sweater he had on, but I guess it was very expensive. So, because he was an NHL player,
sure.
he had good money.
Sure.
But I remember thinking, man, that is an ugly sweater. But he was there for a whole hour, signing autograph, taking picture for us to continue raising money.
That's awesome.
And so, but that's what I remember. The orange and brown sweater he had on.
Nice.
It was not good.
It was also pretty reflective of the time.
Yeah, the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Might have been a few grade school pictures of mine that were infused with
brown,
those colors.
The brown corduroy pants.
Oh, yeah.
And the loafers.
Well, I'm sure Maisie and Tim Connolly were not immune to those fashion faux pas as
Talking
well.
Talking about the alumni. I mean, I'm sure some of the Derek Smith and Larry Playfair and the Jay
yeah.
Korab, they had their outfits too.
Well, we, with alumni here at Sheridan, at KeyBank on Sheridan, Rich, thank you for the time today. Rich Jureller, our VP of Community Relations.
Guys.
Last word from you on what we want to impress upon here in the final, just under 12 hours of Give 716.
Yeah, look, there's a ton of great stuff incentive-wise, whether it's matching dollars from some of our corporate partners or, you know, I think Sabres tickets are coming up later.
Yes.
There's Bison's tickets. There's concert tickets. There's Marty's got the schedule. You think I'd have this memory? Oh, the New Era hat
yep.
Is coming out at 3 o'clock, I believe. There's some really, really great stuff. We kind of make it our responsibility to give people more incentive to give or to give more. And that's you know, what makes this fun is, you know, Josh Allen signed 100 jerseys. You know, that's incredible. He's one of the greatest athletes on the planet right now, right? We had Sabres jerseys up last hour that the guy signed. You know, like, give people reason to want to follow along throughout the day and hopefully get something that's cool for helping out. Like, that's awesome. Or double your money, right, that's going to your charity. So please keep looking. Give716.org is the place. We're $873,707. That's incredible. That is way above where we were at any point last year.
It's gone up a lot since you
joined
the show today, buddy.
It must be all the people.
Telling you,
Marty.
A million before the show's over. We have a half hour, people.
All right. Keep Thanks, pushing guys. That button. Give716.org. We're back after this on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.